Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up 911 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, and today I have Eric with me again, and we're going to talk about whatever comes to mind. So how's it going, Eric?
It's going good, man. We were talking a little bit before. I said I'm looking up at the skies. I haven't seen one plane that I could discern spraying a chemtrail, and I think it's been 2 days. I didn't see any yesterday either, so it is kind of a very silly thing. What kind of world are we living in when it's a good day when you look up and chemicals aren't being sprayed on top of you?
Yeah,
what a strange world we're living in.
Every time that happened, I'd be like, oh, they have a day off, you know. they're having a party or something, or, you know, like, these assholes, there's so many of them. They're like, that's their job, is to kill us and, you know, spray, dump shit on us like we're cockroaches. I say the same. I'm looking out and I see puffy clouds, which is very strange, you know. I bet kids nowadays are like, what are those? Because it's always like something else. But anyway.
I'm wondering how many of these planes, I bet you a lot of these planes aren't even manned anymore. You know, they just pop in the coordinates and let them roll.
Oh, yeah, that's a very interesting point. I mean, they could do that now for sure. They could have done it on 9/11 too. But I don't think there were planes. The drone theory is like, I don't know. It's so funny, man. In the last day, I've gotten saturated with so much goddamn people and information. I mean, I'm not complaining about talking to you. Like, you're one of the few that I talk to the most, and I actually appreciate everything you had to explain. And you know, it's helpful, not just to me, but to I don't know. I don't want to say something stupid like the cause or the movement or, you know, that's so cheesy. But in essence, to anyone who cares. So
absolutely, anyone who cares.
Well, and, you know, we want to get more people involved, but who are we getting involved is the question. Are they people that give a shit, or are they people that just want to, you know, follow along? And that's the argument I was just presented with by someone who's on both sides of the fence, both camps. Like, I don't know, I don't want to call it a camp. I'm just some asshole in my bachelor apartment. But anyway, I am pretty strong at what I do, and, you know, you understand about standing up for yourself and, like, not taking any shit, and then eventually having courage to say, I'm not afraid to die, man, to do the right thing. And I'm not. And once you get to that point, you know, fucking people can throw whatever they want at you, and you'll be like, haha, whatever, it's fucking bullshit. I was on the David Icke site. Sorry, let me rephrase that. The David Icke site. Some guy just chose to name his page that, and of course millions, not millions, but hundreds of people flocked there, and it's loaded with shills. Kind of like 9/11 Truth web page or group. I mean, I haven't been on it in a long time, and I wouldn't even stick my nose in there, you know. I'm not the kind of person to do sneaky shit, but Claudio is, and he's got a bunch of guys on staff that do this kind of stuff, but that's beside the point.
He's probably got about 10 accounts of his own with multiple names.
Oh, God. Well, there you go. He's like, I got an anonymous letter today saying they know everything about me. And I was like, oh, really? Well, you know, I don't give a shit. You know, it was let me pull it up. It was the Batman Joker guy. What was his name?
Oh, no.
Keith Ledger. Who's that?
Sure.
And do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we don't have to unload it here. He said he didn't like Claudio shit, and he didn't know much about me, is what he said. But he knew about me. He listed two personal things that I don't advertise, but I'm not afraid if people know about it. You know, I'll say it right now. I take meds, and I'm on disability for that. But you know, judge me if you will. But you don't know what it's like to be crazy until you've been crazy. And you know, I'm seeing a doctor and whatever, but that's beside the point. It doesn't mean anything I say is any less credible, or that I'm lying, or that I'm making shit up, or that, you know, the thing about me that I like about myself the most is that when I explain shit to people, I don't lie. On the odd occasion, I may embellish. I caught myself embellishing in a thing I did last year. I said I had 1,000 photos of chemtrails. Well, I probably have about like 300 or 400, but I just blew it out there. That doesn't happen too often. But I don't want to just talk about me, but I just want to say that I have this a real, honest persona. I don't have to fake it. And people see that right away. And, you know, I understand about the soul and the spirit and being good and doing the right thing. So I don't have to, you know, manufacture anything. I don't have to, like, back check my lies or, you know, it's nothing like that. That's what Claudio does. He documents everything. He wanted recordings of all our conversations. I wasn't afraid to do it. But, of course, he was on his best behavior. Anyway,
of course he was, and that it's so important to for the integrity point of view, and for people to actually listen to what you have to say, is to not tell lies. I mean, I welcome anybody to try to throw some things out there that I've lied about. I try to keep honesty, integrity as number one. Now, I'm not saying my past is squeaky clean. I have tons of skeletons in my closet. I lived a very wild life, and. Right.
Hey man,
so
you grow up and you learn, and fuck, you're allowed to make mistakes. And you know, some people actually really do wake up, like they snap out of it. They're like, they're not in the matrix anymore. They understand what God is. They wake up to the universe. They're one. Blah blah blah. There's so much to explain. You can't explain it to anybody unless they get it. It's like it's a really heavy fucking thing. But some people go through this, and other people don't. But I accept that someone can go through this, and you can forgive them for everything that they did because they're a new person, you know. I don't buy into the born-again Christian kind of crap. Like, that's just a label. I just believe in the raw deal. Like, you know, you're a good person or you're not. That's what it breaks down to. And, you know, the minute you lie, your credibility goes right out the fucking window. And, you know, you got to stand on solid ground all the time and say the things that you mean and say what you know, not what you think or believe. And that's what I try to do. I'm not 100%. I'm not perfect, and nobody is, and neither are you. So like, I'm hogging the conversation, but it's kind of like I'm trying to let you know that about me, and you can judge for yourself. But I'm pretty willing to give people chances, and if they say they've had a sordid pass or a rough pass or this, that, or the other thing, you know, I wasn't there, so I'm not going to judge you. And if people want to pull that shit out about your life, you know, that's just shows their character. It's like they're stabbing you in the back. So it's like in a real argument where you have if you have an audience, people will recognize, you know, who the good guy is, who the bad guy is. So, anyway.
Absolutely. I completely agree. When I first met my newest partner, Jeff Hayes, author of Rise in the New World Order, his book's actually made number one on the Book of Prophecy now. And, you know, his past was very similar to mine. We were both in rock bands, and we had both done an enormous amount of drugs in our past and LSD and all that. And we talked about it. We talked about how we really had to walk with the devil in order to realize how good it is on the other side, how much better it feels, you know, because some of those days were nightmares. But another real good guy that I would love for you to talk to is definitely Jeff Hayes. His book is actually on Amazon. It's a free download, The Calling of Man, Rise of the New World Order. He just came out with a new one, The Awakening. And it's all about, you know, biblical type prophecy and how we were lied to throughout the entire time of this Christianity is that they're trying to say in the churches is true. It's just it's not true at all. You know, like, for instance, Jesus wasn't even his name. It was Yeshua. He wasn't tacked up on a cross. It was a pole. You know, so many different things. And these are satanic symbols that we have everywhere. And it's part of the Illuminati's plan to make us look stupid and also to help them conjure demons and continue this thing while we're all walking around with these symbols, which we think are something that we're trying to praise God with, but in all reality, we're actually praising Satan, or the name of him is actually King Nimrod. So I've learned a lot of information.
This is really wild, you know, like, I'll tell you about just a little bit about Jesus and that. He's in the Bible, so there was apparently some guy who, if his name is Jesus or Yeshua, it doesn't even matter to me. It's like there was a guy, and he was good, and he said all the right things, and he did the right things, and everybody believed him. And, you know, whether he was the son of God or this, that, or the other thing, he was a guy that people followed. And for saying and attracting so much attention away from the Pharisees and the Jewish leadership and so on, and criticizing the system that they lived in and so on, they nailed him to a pole. and, you know, they drummed it up into a whole big thing. But there's something to be said about, like, what he was saying about God and stuff. Just makes you think, right? You start questioning. A friend of mine yesterday was trying to talk to his son about his son wanted to be an atheist. And, you know, when you're like 12 years old and you want to be an atheist, it's like you gotta deal with that, you know? Like,
that's a lot of kids these days, believe it or not. A lot of them are going towards atheism because they don't know what to believe.
It's because the whole church thing's gone out the window.
Yeah.
It's so brutal. How can you trust the church?
I mean, how many little children need to be diddled by their priests before you stop trusting the church completely?
It's fucking brutal. And the papacy, you know, they preach give to everybody and all this stuff, right? And the guy's like surrounded by gold, lots of gold, you know? And they're starving people in Africa. It is absolutely repulsive, and it's like... I can't stand the Pope, I can't stand the Catholic Church, any of the denominations. If there's a real deal, it's like you call it Christianity, if anything. And even that, you know, it's Bibles have been translated and rewritten and this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, it's a very arrayed selection to pick something and be right about it. I mean, nobody can be really right about this stuff. There's only one real right thing to it. And so, anyway, this kid wants to be an atheist, and my friend went and looked online for, like, a video or something that could explain a lot of stuff, and he sent it to me, and the opening line in it was, people spend most of their lives, and this can be applied to 9/11, most of their lives just working and playing and doing whatever, and they don't stop to think about, like, what am I here for? What am I doing here? How did I get here? You know, like, what is the universe and how big is it? And, you know, these are mind-expanding questions, and we're kept in this machine where we're, or the matrix or whatever you want to call it, to be distracted, to not think of this stuff. And to be, you know, constantly bombarded by lies and bullshit on the TV and the newspaper and fashion magazines. And, like, do sports matter? Really? Do they? I mean, when it comes down to it, I personally believe we're like animals. Like, we are creatures. We have all this shit, but we're not really that much different. honestly. I mean, we give ourselves a big pat on the back for being human beings, but a long time ago, we were living in caves and shit. So, I'm talking. I'm doing all the talking. I'm sorry, man.
Go for it. Go for it. Because I mean, I learn. I love learning new and exciting things. That's why the conspiracy. I hate that fucking word, conspiracy theories. But there I go with the F-bomb again. But I hate that word. We need to change it to something else because it automatically gives us a bad name to anybody who's not into researching. It's like, don't you know that the FBI and the CIA created these terms to make us look bad, like civil unrest and civil disobedience? They also have a negative connotation to them.
Right. Oh, yeah. To anyone, you know, people always want to be on the winning team. So they're like, oh, he's a conspiracy theorist. And they're like, they're like, one up, slap five. I just made fun of someone. I put them down and put myself up. I feel good. It's just ridiculous. It's not very smart. And, you know, that's the whole thing about waking up is like, I don't expect anyone will wake up if you tell them to. It's like, look, bring a horse to water, can't make him drink. But if you keep telling him, and if you keep the horse by the stream, eventually he'll drink the water. No one tells you that, but there are things, like the church is supposed to, in one way or another, explain it to you. But there's Buddhism. They got the dot right on the fucking forehead. I mean, it's the third eye. The third eye does not belong to the Illuminati or to these elites. They use it like it's theirs, like they own it, but they don't. They never did, and they never will. So there's the Hindus. They also have the dot on the forehead. And, you know, it's beneficial to branch out and just at some point in your life when you're, like, say, 25, you know, like, maybe read an article or, you know, watch a YouTube video on Vishnu or Krishna or Buddha or Tao or whatever, you know, like, just, you don't have to read all of
them. They all have so many similarities to them, too, just about, you know, like the three wise men bringing the gifts, and there's three wise men that brought these other guys gifts and the days they were born on, and there's just, there's and it all comes back to pagan god worship and then pagan rituals.
Yeah, that's right.
Sun god
worship.
That's
right, man. The whole Jesus thing, 24th of December is the solstice or whatever the equinox, I don't know what it's called. And there's the three kings of the stars in the sky that show up in the southern hemisphere. Or they cross over or whatever. There's this story can be, it's a template, and it works for Horus, the Egyptian god, and Jesus, and also it goes back to the pagans. So it's sort of like if you look at the Chichen Itza or whatever it's called, the temples and shit. There's temples in Peru that look almost identical to a temple in China, or they're pyramids. And there's, I don't know, this gets heavy. We can start talking about aliens now.
And we got into religion, geez. But, yeah, it's totally true. I mean, Christianity became melded into paganism around 330 AD, when they took Christ's birthday and put it on the same day as a sun god's birthday, which was King Nimrod. So, I mean, any Bible scholar will tell you that Christ wasn't born on the 25th. But we continue to celebrate his birthday on the 25th.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how do we know when he was born? And it's arbitrary. It's even the calendar. I mean, they're off by. There's the whole light year or leap year thing, and there's a different kind of calendar, and that does switch it over to the Julian calendar. And, you know, it's very complicated shit. But I think they're just messing with everyone's head. I think, like, if you look at the Mayans or the, the Mayans in particular, they're mysterious in that they were so smart and so in tune with astronomy, and they had a base 8 counting system. the four fingers on each hand. I don't know. It's very interesting to look at other cultures and like try to compare. But if you're talking to the average person, and I don't mean to be general, but the average person is sort of like, I want an iPod. You know, like they just don't care about this shit.
Right.
They don't have the same kind of interest as a large section of the population, but it's still not big enough to influence the entire population. What really influences us is the goddamn dollar. So,
completely
yeah, like,
agree.
The love of money is the root of all evil, and I think it has more to do with greed and selfishness than it does with having a currency to make an exchange. I've been telling people, you know, I've been throwing out there, barter and trade, because if it gets in people's head, if you plant the seed, then people will actually think about it eventually, and they'll try it out. So you know what it means, but I'll just say it anyway. If I scratch your back, you scratch mine. If you build a roof for me, I'll build a deck for you or whatever, you know, like exchange skills. Like, but the point being that you don't have to use money. And you can make your own shit and you can grow your own food. And this is, the world has become a consumer. Well, not the whole world, but the USA has started there. It's so glamorous, eh? Hollywood and New York City, and the car came from, well, the big manufacturing plants, and all the money started coming out. You know, the USA has been on the spotlight for about a century, and and they became the leaders of the world, but now they're not. The economy's tanking, and you know, China was above us. I mean, I'm not American, but I'm sort of like, by proxy, I am. I'm next door. And China is like, how do I get the heebie-jeebies whenever I say that China? These people are awful. I mean, the ruling elite there that have conditioned them to be so scared of their government. And this is actually what Obama...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, man. This is what Obama sees as the ideal. Motherfucker, he's the president. That's pretty scary shit. So anyway, what say you?
Oh, well, you've said a lot of great points that are going on. And the biggest thing that I think people are overlooking is that we are considered terrorists to most of the rest of the world. We're the terrorists. So when the economy tanks here and things go bad here, no one's going to be shedding any tears for us. In fact, they're going to be cheering. Mm-hmm. You know, we've become,
yeah.
I believe the United States of America aren't mentioned in the Bible at all, this area. And there's a covert reason for that. I believe that the United States is the new Babylon, that we are the sacrificial lamb. We're full of indulgence and we're not paying attention to anything. And we're all about me, me, me. And we're being set up to fall by the new world order as the new Babylon. And, you know, there's a statement that I really, really like is that in Rome, the barbarians were at the gates. And while the barbarians were at the gates, the people were still going to the games. That's exactly how I feel here in the United States, is that people are still, they're watching TV, they're going to the games, and they're not paying attention to what's going on around them. And it's going to fall down, and it's going to fall down sooner than later. And it all depends on when the elites want to make it happen. It's all in their hands. They own all the coins. And, you know, one simple way we could stop this is to abolish the Federal Reserve, but for some reason, most of America still doesn't know the Federal Reserve's private.
Right.
It's about as federal as
and
federal.
And they'll lie about it now.
Most people
like,
don't
oh,
know
it's
it.
It's federal. Yeah.
Right now it's
like
not.
Israel's
and they
like,
look at me like, really? And then, no. And then that's it. Then they're like, oh, well, you know, how'd the freaking Tigers do today? That's
all right.
All
then
they
there's
care
plan
about
B.
It.
Then there's plan B, right? There's like run for the hills, right?
Right.
It's like, get in the lifeboats, guys. Everybody's going to get fucked, and we're not. It's a metaphor. Run for the hills. Like, you know, save your ass. If it all goes to shit and the barbarians are at the gates, be smart, save who you can. And that's what this is all about, is like, I didn't make this shit up, okay? I'm not telling people that I didn't do 9/11. I didn't create the Pentagon. It's not me. But what I'm saying is, you guys got to wake up, and if you don't, you're going to be fucked. And look around you, it's happening. So, I'm not the only one saying this, but more people have to say this. And if there's a chance in hell that we ever get over the bell curve, so to speak, we have to give it full court press, you know, like we have to push it as hard as we can, nonstop, full force. When people look at you and they see how hard you're working, they want to join in, or they feel a sense of guilt because they're so lazy. What do you think about that?
You ain't kidding. We need independent type thinkers who are ready to step outside their proverbial box and view what's going on without the blinders on. You know, and that's why I think the elites have accelerated their plans so much, is just because there's just such a flood of information everywhere about what's going on. The thing is, when you look at, like, take YouTube videos, for example, you got YouTube videos that are getting millions and millions of hits. Now, which kind of YouTube videos are they? Are they about the things we're talking about? No.
Right.
They're about some cat doing some silly stuff. You know what I mean? Or some kids doing, or ice bucket challenges, which is, you know, some could argue that that was a satanic ritual in itself.
Oh, yeah.
They got everybody to do. And I think they're just sitting back watching us do this, and they're laughing. they're literally laughing at us. And I really think that would piss people off if they realized these silly things that we're doing on a daily basis that are just completely satanic, ritualistic type things that the elite are just laughing at us about. They're laughing right now. I mean, again, I still get looked at like I'm an alien when I point to the sky and say, do you remember seeing these when you were a kid? I ask people, I try to ask people who are over 30, people that weren't conditioned to thinking this was normal. And some of them still look up and go, oh, yeah, those were there. And I'm like, no, they weren't. What are you talking about? You know, what planet are you on? Are you? And then I just go, oh, my God, we're doomed. And I got to get that thinking out of my head that we are. But, God, so many just... And the ones who do say, oh, yeah, I don't know, you know, they don't take enough interest in it beyond that. It just, it goes, slips out of their mind. And again, what was the score today of the game?
God, you just make me think of everybody I know personally. I mean, it's like, God, you know, that's the beautiful thing about this internet, is that the Rothschilds didn't want it, and it's here. And it's like, maybe, it's like an ocean, and, we can get to an island to save ourselves. But I think, like I was saying, family, friends, all cognitively dissonant. I want to change it to CD for sure, you know, just make it easy. Even me, I've been doing this for 2 years, and because my friends and family know that I've had, manic episodes, and these were spiritual experiences for me. For them, it was like I was going crazy. I learned a lot from these experiences, and they're God-given, man. I figured a lot of shit out when my mind was at a heightened state of awareness, and when I actually woke up, I discovered something. It was something in particular that I discovered. If I explain it to you, I might deny you the opportunity to find it. You may not even get it, you know? The point being that I woke up And I was like, poof. It was like, bam. I don't know what it was. It was a whole bunch of shit. And having been in the hospital once, I know doctors. I know medication. I know how they're programmed, and they're trying to program me. And I know how to follow along. I went to military school. I was in the military. You know, like, I know how to do just about anything. I can, I'm artistic, I can publicly speak, I can do whatever, blah, 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 blah. I'm not trying to put myself up on a pedestal, but what I am saying is that I lost my train of thought. I was talking about waking
you've
up.
Had a, you've had a lot of life experience, which is so important to looking at things objectively.
Well, oh, yeah, it's back to the family and the friends. You know, like, they dismiss anything I say, in spite of the fact that I'm a fucking smart guy, and so are you, man. And you know, when you're like, listen, all right, this is how it is, and they're like, no, it isn't. And there's part stupidity, it's part denial. If you change their worldview, they'll be shocked. And it's a self-preservering thing. It's like a defense mechanism. And but when you go online, there's like thousands and thousands. There's tons of people that get it. And they're all, you know, some people are still in the woodwork. They're a little skeptical. They don't want to jump out and go, hey guys, I'm a conspiracy theorist too, or whatever. Not a conspiracy theorist, but a person who understands shit and knows what's going on, and because fear of reprisal, right? You know, you step into the fire, you might get burned. So they want to stay alive. I'm not saying I have a death wish, but I am saying I'm not afraid to die. And I'm not going to let anything stop me from doing the right thing. And there's a lot of people like I don't want to speak for you, but there's a lot of people like us. You know, that's what I was talking about before with the doing the right thing, being good and all that shit. That this sticks out to people who are a little more keen than others. And so, I mean, the thing that worked for the 9/11 The Biggest Lie movie was right at the beginning, after all the music and shit. I looked at the Tower 1 footage at the top on the west side, top left corner, an explosion goes off. And it was my reaction, and it was real. It was like I was disgusted, dismayed. I was sick, and I described it perfectly. I was like, I just feel like vomiting. Like you're seeing all these people, and it was the first shocking thing I saw. And then last summer, Israel murdered all these people in Gaza, and you know, it's just been fucking worse and worse and worse. Some of it's hidden, and then it's brought to light, and. You know, and these family and friends are like, they go along with the bullshit. They're like, oh, Israel's justified in protecting themselves. You know, whatever, fuck. There's no fucking justification whatsoever. And, you know, then I found out the Holocaust is bullshit. And, you know, I really found out. I mean, I watched this video by a guy named David Kohlstein, who went to Auschwitz and exposed everything. I mean, it was like, oh my God. You know, that night, it was another kind of epiphany. And I wrote about it, and someone sent back this link to the Holocaust brainwash detox link or whatever. And,
right, and
I didn't
behind
go to
it work. All were was the New World Order funding it all. They funded those all these wars because wars are big. Everything's got twisted around. I mean, moon landings, I have a hard time believing that. I mean, just getting out of the Van Allen belt, which is radiation, I'm sure you know about that. It's impossible, and NASA's even said it's impossible. So how do we go to the moon? We can't get past that.
there's this one shot in the moon where the guy falls down and gets up real quick. Yeah, it was fucking delirious. No way. And the Neil Armstrong suit is in the museum, and the fucking boot is like a different tread than what's on the moon. So, and there's all the whole thing about Stanley Kubrick and, you know, how he left clues in the movie The Shining. Mm-hmm. And this life is a mystery, man. It's so cool when you. It's not mundane. It's not boring. You don't have to watch TV. You just have to open your fucking mind. I think life is amazing, and I want to live it. But what they're doing is they're trying to kill us all. Damn. It's fucking sick.
Bottom line, they're trying to kill as many as possible. 6.5 billion would be ideal to them.
Right.
As written on the Georgia Guidestones.
You got it, man. You're
which
very
got erected
you
out of nowhere.
Shit,
I wish somebody would just take that fucker out, man. Somebody just needs to go there and blow that sucker up.
It's
I lived in Georgia. Just kidding, NSA.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Hey, man. I said it. I made a page, Destroy the Georgia Guidestones. Some people came. You know, it was a fad for a couple of days. And then I said, if you're going to bring a backhoe, just watch out that the top stone doesn't land on top of your head. But, you know, you could probably take it out. It's just a fucking monument, and it's a blemish on humanity. It's like, how the fuck does this get by, man? In the U.S. of A, fuck, where you're free. Well,
they just in my state in Detroit, they just erected this satanic sculpture downtown to the Church of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. Go for it. Put it up. What?
Yeah, that's a precedent, you know? It's like
it's a precedent, absolutely it is.
I maybe it's a set. I don't
precedent.
Know what the fuck to call it, but, you know, you put one up, well, now you can put up another. And that, I wrote something about that, and I find it extremely disturbing. I think these New World Order motherfuckers have it all wrong. They've been following a book for a long time, and they don't think for themselves. They just, or maybe they do. I mean, I don't know. I can't put
tough
myself in their head.
Thinking of satanic, psychopathic people like that, but I really think that their main concern now is to how much power can they get, and when they can merge with machines and become gods.
Right.
It's just, they're just insane.
Insane.
I don't
want to
merge with machines and become a god.
No. You know, it's nice that you can get a bionic arm or, you know, like something bad happens to you. There's ways of fixing things. But you don't harvest people and babies and shit like that. Fuck, what's going on, man? It's fucking brutal. This Planned Parenthood shit, I saw a picture today, it was like a trapped baby, it was like, oh my god, this is absolutely sick, like, when you pull back the curtain and you see it, and you're like, oh, this is unbelievable, I've been, like, clueless, in the dark, unaware, didn't care, and this shit's gotta stop. I mean, someone's gotta, if it's not someone else, it'll be me, if it's not me, it'll be someone else. You know, like, someone's going to do it. Someone's going to stand up and say, fuck this shit, man. It's too much. It's too
yeah,
much
you know, they did that. I remember something like that happened back in around 1776, and it was only 3% of us that took on the king. It only took 3% to defeat him. And we can – I would
yeah,
rather
well,
not see a civil war. I'd rather not see civilians and police killing each other. I'd rather not see it happen, but we're getting close to that point. Right.
It's already happened. And, you know, like, every day there's a cop shooting someone. And, like, you compare it to other countries, this is just a stupid stat. You know, in Germany, in a year they shot 52 rounds. In a day they kill, in the States they shoot, I can't remember the stat, but it was just night and day. It's by design. These cops are being trained in Israel to be dehumanized and insensitive and just pricks and assholes. I fucking unloaded on them the other day. I was like so angry when I watched one of these videos. I was like, I was just walking away, and they shot him. And he, you know, that's life. You know? And it's just
The people that come and speak out against it, they're fired or they're discredited, and it's just it's shocking because I do hear some good sheriffs going on shows saying this is garbage. I have friends who are cops. And they look at what's going on with these guys, and they're like, are you serious? Oh, my God. They just shake their head, and they go, that's disgusting. You know, so they're getting phased out. I mean, there's been tests done that they're looking for cops with lower IQs. Even our military, man, you know that if you come as an illegal immigrant, you can sign right up for the armed forces?
Yeah.
There's no.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's unheard of. And Obama's purged our military at a rate that no other president in modern history has ever done. We've gotten rid of all the good, hardworking, old-fashioned warriors, and we're bringing in people who just don't care. They don't know what posse comitatus is, they don't know the rules, and they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's scary to know that. Yeah, that is very scary to know that these people are in our military right now, and lots of them are in our street right now because of this Jade Helm garbage going on, which should never be happening. Our troops should never be in our streets in any capacity mixing with people. And, I mean, look at this. Forget all the breaking down all the symbolism, but they say, right, master the human domain. What do you think that means?
No.
It's not hard to decode. They want to master the fucking human domain. We're allowing it to happen.
I know. I hear you. It's disgusting. It's sad, disgusting. It's a failure. It's dismal, and you know the window is closing. And you know when we watch the trains go by on video, like in the last year, of all the tanks and Humvees and MRAPs and shit.
Right.
Wasn't that a clue? Wasn't that like, hello, are you home?
Where'd they all go? If there's only going to be 1,200 troops, they said 1,200 troops. Right. But if it's only going to be 1,200 troops and you got all this mass, huge vehicles, what is every soldier get a tank and a Humvee for their garage? I mean, everybody gets their own. Is that? I mean, that's what it would add up to. And everybody kind of forgot about the 2.7 billion hollow point rounds that were purchased.
Yeah.
Those are just waiting for Homeland Security, of course.
Yeah. And Canada's in it too. They made a pact between Canada and the States for each military to go into each country without question. Our Prime Minister is a fucking New World Order whore. And,
absolutely he is.
They all are. This is unbelievable shit. It's so unbelievable, which is why no one believes it. And, you know, no matter how credible you are, they won't believe it until the guns are being held to the head. And, maybe in that split second they'll get it. So we're going to run out of time any minute now. But this has been a really fucking good show. I'm really happy I talked to you. I know it's like...
Time always flies when we're talking, man.
What?
Time always flies when we're talking. Seems like we've only been
time
talking a few minutes.
Time flies when we're having fun.
Fighting tyranny.
So... yeah, I'm from Windsor, Ontario, right across from Detroit, and I've been over there a few times, and I always looked at America. I mean, I was always at the end of the street, you know, across the river, there's America, and I always looked at America as being sort of like, we'd go to Detroit, and it was dirty and messy, and I was like, even on Belle Isle, it was like that, but Canada was always cleaner, but... I think I might have judged people when I was young, but I regret it because I've met so many fucking Americans that I really like. And I have told people, you know, time and again, if you don't want to be there when the shit hits the fan, then get out. Come to Canada. There's a huge fucking forest north of it's cold, but, you know, do you want to live?
90% of your population lives right on the border.
Yeah, exactly.
So way up north, yep, exactly. Go up north, yeah, it's cold, but you know what? It's better than being in a living hell.
Or, in a coffin.
In a coffin.
So, a coffin liner for three with someone else.
Well, gee, you're so close to me that if you're in Windsor, I'm going to come over and visit you.
Actually, I'm in Hull, Quebec right now. So I'm across from Ottawa, the capital, and I'm on the edge of town kind of thing, and it's close to the park, and it's I'm living the life of, like, sort of somewhat serenity, but not entirely, but, you know, I want to break free from this box, but I can't stop doing this, and I want to, but so
don't we both? I'm hoping that we will.